Hello and welcome to Big Seas Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Big Spiderbeck, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Big Seas Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Big Spiderbeck. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced or reminiscent of Big's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be Adrian Rollini before Bix. For the modern musicians, I will play a side or two from the Happy Birthday album by the Big Spiderbeck Memorial Jazz Band. Let's start with Adrian Rollini. The direct association between Bix and Adrian Rollini only lasted 2 months. Rollini recorded 16 issued sides with Bix, the first on August 25, 1927, the last on October 26, 1927. Toward the end of August, Adrian Rollini arranged an engagement with the Club New Yorker, previously known as the Paul Whiteman Club. Rollini started hiring musicians, and several of the musicians that he eventually hired came from the Gene Goldcat Orchestra, which was broken up on September 18, 1927. The Adrian Rollini Band was very short-lived. It opened on September 22, 1927, and closed less than a month later on October 15th. The 2 months association of Rollini with Bix brought us some of the best musical legacy left by Bix and his gang. Sides such as the Jazz Band Ball, Royal Garden Blues, Jazz Me Blues, and Since My Best Gal Turn Me Down. But that is a program of Bix and Rollini for a future time. Today I want to emphasize Rollini before Bix. So let's start with the music. First recording will be What a Man, recorded by the California Ramblers on April 16, 1926, with Roy Johnston on trumpet, Abe Lincoln on trombone, Bobby Davis on clarinet or alto sax, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Jack Russin on piano, Tommy Fellini on banjo, and Herb Weil on drums. I will follow that with Hallelujah, recorded by the California Ramblers on May 3rd, 1927, with Frank Kush and Chelsea Quilly on trumpet, Edward Lapp on trombone, Bobby Davis on clarinet or alto sax, Peter Pumiglio on clarinet or alto sax, Sam Ruby on tenor sax, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Jack Russin on piano, Tommy Fellini on banjo, Herb Weil on drums. The vocal is by Arthur Fields. So here is Adrian Rollini with the California Ramblers. ¶¶
what a man. I hold my breath when he holds my hand. Hot and dead, 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 daddy, what a man. Joyous meat, what a dream. Makes me dream what I want to dream. Hot and dead, 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 daddy, what a man. He's not so handsome, he's not so smart, but he can jounce and jounce a la carte. Never cold, always hot, just the red hot, hot, hot. Hot, dead, 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 what a man.
These are standard dance band arrangements, but towards the end you can see they get a little bit hot. Well, I would like to tell you a little bit about Adrian Rollini. He was born in New York in 1903. He apparently was a child prodigy. He apparently gave a Chopin recital in New York at the age of four. At 14, he was already leading a band in New York. He was with the California Ramblers for several years, and part of the special sound that the California Ramblers has to do with Adrian Rollini's unique use of the bass saxophone. Rollini went to England in 1928. He was with Fred Elizalde for a year or so. When he returned to the U.S., he was with Burt Long, with Leo Reisman, Richard Himber. Let's get back to the music. I would like to play a couple of recordings of Adrian Rollini with Joe Venuti's Blue Four. Both of them have to do with animals. The first one will be Kicking the Cat, a composition by Eddie Lang and Joe Venuti, recorded on June 28, 1927. And that will be followed by Beating the Dog, a composition by Joe Venuti, recorded on May 28, 1927. And the Blue Four are Joe Venuti on violin, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Arthur Schott on piano, and Eddie Lang on guitar. So here is Adrian Rollini with Joe Venuti's Blue Four in 1927. Thank you. Can there be so much talent concentrated on four guys? Incidentally, in Kicking the Cat, Adrian Rollini also plays the hot fountain pan, some sort of a tiny clarinet. Now I would like to turn to Adrian Rollini with the Gufus Five. The Gufus Five was a band within the band, the bigger band being the California Ramblers, and the smaller band being the Gufus Five. There is another band within the band of the California Ramblers that was called the Little Ramblers. The concept of a band within a band is one that has been used quite often, and it makes for some special, more jazzy sides than the ones in the larger band. The Gufus Five consisted of Chelsea Quilly on trumpet, Abe Lincoln on trombone, Bobby Davis on clarinet or alto sax, Sam Ruby on tenor sax, Adrian Rollini on bass sax or Gufus, Irving Brodsky on piano, Tommy Fallin on banjo, and Herb Weil on drums. And I would like to play two sides recorded on December 24, 1926, both with a vocal by Leo Rice as Russell Douglas. First I Need Loving, followed by I've Got the Girl, which happens to be the first song that Bing Crosby ever recorded. These two sides are taken from one of the magnificent series by Timeless, the Timeless Historical Series. This is CBC 1-017. And the album, the CD is entitled The Gufus Five, featuring Adrian Rollini, 1926-1927. So here is Adrian Rollini with the Gufus Five in 1926. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is great stuff. And Adrian Rollini was doubling up on bass saxophone and on Goofus. Well, now I would like to bring in Miff Maul and his Maulers. These are recordings from 1st August 30, 1927. Both, in fact, from August 30, 1927, Imagination, and that will be followed by Feeling No Pain. Both of them are compositions by Livingston, the talented composer and reed player. Miff Maulers' Maulers, in these two sides, consist of Red Nichols on trumpet, Miff Maul on trombone, Fud Livingston on clarinet or tenor sax, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Arthur Schott on piano, Dick McDonough on banjo, Eddie Lang on guitar, and Vic Burton on drums. So here is Adrian Rollini as one of the Maulers in Miff Maul's Maulers of 1927. Thank you. That is terrific stuff. I love Miff Mole. He's one of my all-time favorite musicians. Now I would like to turn to modern musicians, and I would like to play one side from the album Happy Birthday Bix, the Bix Beiderbecke Memorial Jazz Band in Washington. This is an LP that I picked up in Kenosha last week. It is a Fat Cats Jazz, let's see if there is a number, 160, and these sides were recorded in 1974 and 1975. Of course, the Bix Beiderbecke Memorial Jazz Band is the band of musicians who went to Davenport to play at Bix's graveside in 1971, and the rest is history. The success of the band was the impetus to create a Bix Beiderbecke Memorial Society in Davenport, and they have had yearly festivals, usually in July, ever since. The personnel in this band is Bill Barnes on cornet, Bill Donahoe on washboard, Jake Duke on drums, Eddie Davis on banjo, Joe Ashworth on clarinet, Bill Taggart on tuba, Dick Kramer on trombone, and Ted Windham on piano. And the side that I would like to play is Oh Baby. So here is the Bix Beiderbecke Memorial Jazz Band in Washington in 1975. Thank you. you will have a chance to see some of the musicians, not all of them, in the Big Spiderbeck Memorial Jazz Festival in July of 2001. Well, let's get back to Bix now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.